The Jews say, the Christians have nothing true to stand on. And the Christians say, the Jews have nothing to stand on, although they both recite the scripture. Thus the polytheists speak the same as their words. But Allah will judge between them on the day of resurrection concerning that over which they used to differ. And who are more unjust than those who prevent the name of Allah from being mentioned in his mosques and strive toward their destruction? It is not for them to enter them except in fear. For them in this world is disgrace, and they will have in the hereafter a great punishment. And to Allah belongs the east and the west. So wherever you might turn, there is the face of Allah. Indeed, Allah is all-encompassing and knowing. They say, Allah has taken a son. Exalted is he. Rather, to him belongs whatever is in the heavens and the earth. All are devoutly obedient to him. Originator of the heavens and the earth, when he decrees a matter, he only says to it, be, and it is. Those who do not know say, why does Allah not speak to us, or there come to us a sign? Thus spoke those before them like their words. Their hearts resemble each other. We have shown clearly the signs to a people who are certain in faith. Indeed, we have sent you, O Muhammad, with the truth as a bringer of good tidings and a warner, and you will not be asked about the companions of hellfire.